Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast. We had some major technical difficulties this week. Actually, I should say I had some major technical difficulties. This is Toby out in Las Vegas. All my files got erased somehow. So we got Crazy Dave on the show this week, and of course Mike back there in Boston. And I even had my brother sitting in with me doing the show. So really sucks. The beers that we had the Uinta Crooked Line Series Labyrinth Black Ale. Mike had the Saranac Black Forest. Dave was drinking the Rogue Dertoir Black Lager. And my brother and I were drinking the Eagle Rock Solidarity. So I'll try and piece together as much as I can of this show. It's probably going to sound pretty weird. The worst thing about it is I said some really clever, funny things, and it all got erased. So I apologize to all the listeners, and I apologize to Mike and Dave, but here we go with Black Beer Story Month, Volume 1.
Too black, too strong.
Yo, Chuck, these dirty drippers are still front on us. Show them that we can do this, because we always do this. Yeah, boy!
Bass, how low can you go?
Let's crack it.
Some of my favorite beers have some earthy stank stuck on.
As long as it's not a metallic any longer.
Blah, 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 I want my beer, damn it!
Beer Coaster Podcast. It's for your learning.
And now out west, it's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right. This is Crazy Dave.
Temecula.
From Temecula, California. And
Temecula.
Tonight I am drinking the Chateau Rogue. Grow the Revolution. Gio, First Growth. Dertois Black Lager. Well, it says it all around the label.
Grow your own.
So anyhow,
beer to drink.
So the Chateau Rogue, Grow the Revolution. This is from Rogue Ales out of Newport, Oregon. Their website is www.rogue.com. Anyhow, they actually... Well, they don't give the ABV on the bottle, but they give you the 15 degrees of Plato, 35 IBUs, 68 AA, and 75 degrees L.
15 degrees of Plato, is that like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
So yeah, I'm going to bust this open and talk about some awards that it's won. They had the 2012 Australian International Beer Award Silver, 2012 U.S. Beer Tasting Championship, Pacific Northwest Champions, the U.S. Beer Tasting Champion Grand Champion, the 2010 World Beer Awards Best Lager, and the Gold Best of 2010, as well as the 2009 Beer Tasting Championship
World's
Pacific Northwest Champion.
Lot.
So this pour...
Think of that award, World's Best Lager. That's a big title. It's crazy. Mm. I'm sure the Germans have something to say about that.
It's really, really carbonated. It looks like a Coke. It's got a dark head, though, unlike a Coke.
Coke don't have dark head.
It's a frothy head, like just blah, 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 all up top on it.
I think that's, it's gyo. It's like Portlandia says in the song, microbrew or die.
Well, the head on this thing's completely disappeared. And on the nose, I instantly get, like, asparagus. Like, it's got, like, a really strong vegetable.
I'm serious.
Yeah. And like a chocolatey vegetable. Chocolate-covered asparagus is what I get.
So far,
no. It's surprising because it's got you know how like asparagus has got like it's not a tart but it's like a sharp flavor. That's what this is like. Maybe that's just the I don't know. I'm going to taste this and see what I got.
It sounds spoiled if it's got that vegetal stank.
Taking a sip, yeah!
This is roasty as hell.
It smells like a Vegemite sandwich.
I've never ate a girl that had a vagina.
Vaginas that smell like asparagus.
No.
You got a problem.
No, I've never.
Oh, sorry.
Is that like when you stick a vegetable in her, like a cucumber?
Oh, God, we are going way off track here.
You know, I think the asparagus would probably be better, though, because I mean, it's got like the little tingly, you know, things, like
Toby,
it's got more texture.
Cut all this out. Please, please cut this whole section out right here, please.
Back to the beer.
Yeah, kids at home, back to the alcohol.
This is a pretty confusing beer because it's light, it's roasty.
Vegetal?
It's roasty, but it's got like a it's definitely got that lager bite to it. You know what I mean?
Metallic-y lager.
It's not metallic-y lager. It's got like a it's just got that little bit of a zing, like a little.
Are you mocking me, Dave?
Huh?
How dare you?
No, it's not metally. It's not skunky and it's not metally.
No, it's not just spoiled at all. It just smells like and tastes like a lager and has like asparagus notes.
It's roasty though.
Oh, so it's a sauteed asparagus?
It's more like a grilled asparagus.
Ah, rotisserie asparagus.
Well, I mean, this is homegrown kind of style thing, right? You know? Oh, speaking of which, we should probably talk about the malts and hops and everything. It's got a Melanoidin, Craft Special 2, Black Chocolate, and Rogue Micro Barley Farm Risk. The hops is using the Rose Micro Hop Yard Independent Revolution, and of course, their German yeast and their free-range coastal water. I definitely see like those black and chocolate malts in this. I mean, it's definitely roasty and blacky. And
yeah. Blacky?
But it's still pretty light and thin and yeah.
Back in black. Oh, spoiled. So now you're giving Dave like food for thought here. Speaking of food.
No, I'm not eating walnuts. I'm actually eating some green peas and meatloaf.
Green peas and meatloaf.
It doesn't work so good. Meatloaf and this beer.
Doesn't
no.
work so good. I'm not liking this pairing so much.
You know, I think just a good old hamburger, like a good charbroiled burger would go good with this.
Mm, burgers.
Yeah, nothing crazy. You know, you don't need no blue cheese or jalapenos on it or nothing. Just an old school burger. So, cool. Untapped.
Oh, do you have your thingamajig?
Yeah, I do. I got it. Untapped has 3.81 out of 1,673 ratings. I'm going to check into this right now.
Sorry, folks, for the delay. The Beer Advocate users rate this a 90, which is exceptional, and the Brothers Ahlstrom ain't tried it.
Wow, 90, that's pretty good. So, that's the Rogue d'Artois.
D'Artois.
The Black Lager. More like asparagus de twat.
All right. And we'll be back right after this.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Click on the Gemini Lounge logo and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
We've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
yeah.
It's my turn. It's my tasting flight. My turn to drink some beer.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you.
Okay.
If you go black, do you go back?
Never.
I don't know. We went from one black to another black beer, so.
If that's how I roll.
All month long, folks. All month long.
That's right. All month long. Black beers. So, for my black beer, I'm going to try Saranac Black Forest. This is from Matt Brewing Company out of Utica, New York. Their website is www.saranac.com. This is a Bavarian black beer, or also known as a Schwarzbier. The ABV on this is 5.5%, and I couldn't find the IBUs. I'm going to crack it with my new bacon bottle opener.
Nice. Bacon.
So, for malts, they use 2-row and some caramel malt. And for hops, they use Mount Hood and Hallertau.
Hallertau.
Because I've heard of Hallertau and Hallertauer. So I don't
Halitosis?
Know. So I'm just going to say Hallertau, and then people can figure it out for themselves.
Hallertauer?
Yeah.
That's a Hallertauer.
So, it is a little lighter than a Coca-Cola color. Got it's kind of hard. I mean, it looks so much darker on screen. I got foamy head, only about a pinky finger, but it's nice and foamy, almost kind of root beer like. It's kind of good and bubbly. I got the magic hat glass. It's got all the weird white etching, the swirly swirls on the nose. Sweet caramely malt, very faint though. But I mean, it's going to be tough because the other beer was so big that it's going to be kind of tough to kind of pick out subtle aromas and stuff in here. But there's some caramel and maybe just a tiny bit of chocolate. But it's faint. But it's a Schwarz beer, so it's kind of supposed to be kind of a light dark beer. Is that kind of like a black IPA.
Taking a sip, yeah.
It's a Schwarz beer.
Yeah, so it's just kind of a German black beer. So it's usually like very low in alcohol and kind of light. It's not a big beer at all. It's usually really drinkable dark beer. It's very drinkable. It's there's a little bit of lageriness in here though. There's something, it's kind of hard to put my finger on it. There's some caramel. It dries up a little bit at the end, like just enough. But it's very mild. This is very kind of mild beer. I wish I had this beer first before we had the fermentation beer, because that one's just so big compared to this.
Yeah, it was.
But this is kind of a beer, like if you want beers with flavor that's not too much in alcohol and really drinkable, this is the kind of beer you're looking for. Yeah, it's kind of tough to pick out certain things here. Yeah, it's thin. I mean, it's thin. And that's kind of the style. It's supposed to be thin, but you know, dark. You're supposed to still get those kind of darker malt kind of flavors in there. And you do. I mean, you're getting a little bit of like some kind of floral hop that I don't know if Mount Hood or Hallertau is actually floral. I don't think either of them are, but I'm getting a little bit of kind of floral hoppiness in there and like a very, very light kind of fruity sweetness. But it's so small, you know, it's very delicate compared to what I just had, you know, not that long ago. So, but it's got some really good caramel maltiness for the style. It's actually kind of really nice. This is the kind of beer you could have like a bunch of these kind of at a bar, just
one after another.
Yeah, one after another.
Kind of like the bar girls.
Food with this one, it's this can kind of go with all kinds of stuff. You know, Dave, you talked about the burger, right?
Yeah.
Something like this is kind of a perfect beer to go with a burger. Even if you want to go like bacon cheeseburger, this would be a really good beer for something like that. It's got just kind of a little bit of what you want in a darker beer. Like if you like, if you're kind of a malty man, so to speak, then you if you like the caramel malts and a little tiny bit of smokiness, you like the rich flavors of a dark beer, but not have it heavy and very drinkable, this is the kind of beers that you're looking for. So anyway, that's it for that. The ratings on this, let's see, I didn't even untap this, or did I? Yes, I did. Untap rate this 3.31, and there was 1,390 ratings. And Beer Advocate users rate this an 84, which is good. And the Brothers Ahlstrom weigh this in at a 96, which is world class. Wow! But actually, only one of the brothers did this, so that's kind of odd that they do that actual brothers rating if they don't both try it. But both anyway.
Wow!
So yeah, get a chance to check them out. This is a regular offering from them. I am amazed that this beer isn't spoiled because it's been in my beer fridge probably since we started the show way back in, I don't know.
Wow!
No, I mean like season one, like episode 4 years ago. But my fridge is cold. So yeah, check them out. Saranac.com. We'll be back right after this.
Wow!
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
So this is where I'm supposed to have my tasting flight. And during my tasting flight, I was trying the Eagle Rock Solidarity, which is an English Black Mild. During my tasting flight, I asked the beer jargon guy, "Hey, beer jargon guy, what's an English Mild?" And, you know, we can't leave the beer jargon guy out of any show, so.
And now time for craft beer jargon. For this week's beer jargon, the term is English Dark Mild. The Dark Mild is the quintessential British session beer. Like its name suggests, a mild is known for low alcohol content as well as a low level of hop character. Grainy to toasty malts might be present, but expect some body from the high dextrins produced in brewing. Low carbonation with a near-still bubbly head. Traditionally, a draft beer made popular in London and the Midlands of England.
Sammy Snyder says, "Why do people care so much about the legal drinking age? I just want an ice cold beer while I watch golf."
Tweet of the week, yeah.
All right, everybody, last call.
I had the, Crooked Line Labyrinth Black Ale. Definitely should have drank this second. This beer is huge. It's enormous, and I'm going to take a reminder sip here.
This beer's ginormous!
It is definitely licorice-y. It's roasty, and it's got, like, the flavors just linger on and on and on and on and on. It's good. definitely got to have a few people to drink this bottle with, and by few I mean like at least three. It's big like that. I'm gonna come in at this one. I'm gonna say this is probably a 4. Not my favorite. It's a little strong on the alcohol side of things, which, you know, kind of makes it a little less drinkable, a little less likable. But 4. Don't get me wrong though. 4 is still a really good rating for this. This is still a pretty phenomenal beer. And I think I would definitely enjoy it. Like I said, with that, you know, rich chocolatey lava, you know, cake kind of deal. I think would really go good with it. And maybe even some walnuts in there or something.
So you're saying you would rate the beer better if you had a piece of chocolate cake? Is that what you're saying?
I probably would. It would probably improve the rating. And if I think if I drank another half a glass of this, that would probably put me in a better mood too. As for the Rogue Dertois Black Lager, you know, drinking this now, that asparagusiness has gone away. I've kind of been sipping on it here for a while. But the one thing that doesn't really go away at all is the roastiness. That's another thing, man. It's just got that great quality of having that linger around for a while. You know, like a lot of smaller beers or thinner beers, like the flavors come, then they go, and they disappear, and they're gone. This, that just hangs, and it hangs, and it hangs. And I think that really speaks to Rogue's ability to make a quality beer. You know, that it can do that it stays in your palate for a while. You know, they definitely put some attention into this, and that's definitely worth noting. It does taste like a stout light, you know. That's kind of what I get, you know, out of this, because it's not big like the stout. It doesn't have the backbone like the stout, but it's definitely a light, easy drinking kind of a beer. So I'm gonna give this one a 4, you know, like a 4 plus. I thought it was pretty good, and definitely worth checking out. And I think I would highly recommend it. But what I am going to do though is I am going to change my food pairing with this. I was thinking about it more, and what this I think would really go good with is like a blackened salmon Caesar salad. I think that would just be top notch for this. So those are my ratings.
Cool beans. All right, for me, the Crooked Line Labyrinth Black Ale. Big beer, and it tastes like a big beer. And if you appreciate big beers, you like this beer. Go ahead, Dave. What were you gonna say? What are you gonna say, Dave?
The dates on those beers. I think we all had different brewed on dates.
Yes,
I had
did.
Mine was September 2012.
And mine was June 9 of 2011.
Yeah, so your guys' might have settled down a little bit in that year, or mellowed or something. You know, mine's pretty fresh. It's only a few months old. So I think this would definitely probably be able to sit down for a while. And Well, they might not have a choice on the dates, but they could let it sit for 6 months or a year, I think. Not to derail Mike here, so.
That's all right. I'm already derailed. I'm looking for alternative transportation. you have to like big beers to appreciate this one. I think this beer would age well. I think it might be able to benefit if it was mellowed out a little bit. It was big, you know, the alcohol was present. There was also some really like dark burnt sugar flavors, and jeez, I wish I could remember my tasting better. But, you know, there's some chocolate in the roasted. The rye barrels actually added quite a bit to this. You could tell this was barrel-aged. There was a lot of woody character to this beer as well. I liked it. I'm going to give it a 4 because I think it was very well done. For as big of a beer as it was, I think they did a pretty good job of still trying to balance things out, because it was sweet, but yet, man, it dried up really quickly, and you got kind of a pepperiness from the rye, and then it dried up from the hops kind of at the end, so it was really nice. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a 4. For my tasting flight, the Saranac Black Forest I'm going to do something a little different I haven't done in a while, is, and that's just kind of rate strictly to style. And I think to style, these guys are spot on. This is like a really, really good Swartz beer. I'm going to give it 4.5 because I think it's very well done for a Swartz beer. It's super mellow, but all the flavors are there that you want in a Swartz beer, but really drinkable. So that's why I'm giving that a 4.5. Thank you.
Yeah, it's deceptive.
You think it's a black IPA, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really. It's not very descriptive. What
it should
is.
Say, like, Imperial Stout. It should.
I mean, if you like.
All right, sorry, yeah. Folks. Right here, these guys are talking about our fermentation conversation beer, which was the Uinta Crooked Line Series Labyrinth Black Ale.
Yeah, if you read the small print, it definitely lets you know that this is not just a little black ale. You know, that there's something more. Well, the price tag too. First of all, it's corked in cage, and it's a $15 bottle of beer. So it's like, you know, like there's all these clues that tell you that. It really is more than what you think it is. And the label's really unassuming, too. Like, it's not like, you know, like something that makes it look like it's a big, monstrous, you know, beer.
The Crooked Line has this different artists that actually do those labels for that whole line. Oh, yeah.
Check it out.
Oh, yeah. No, it...
You know, I do have to add, though, to that, you know, if you are drinking this, it's definitely better on the cooler side than on the warmer side. So you don't need to let it sit for a while. You can take it right out of the fridge and drink it. Now that it's warm, it's, you know, it's a little different. Not as good as I think as it was when I took it right out of the fridge.
But you're right. There's no big, there's no anise. I wouldn't say there's none, but it's not a big black licorice, you know, / anise flavor in there. Thanks for sitting down and having a couple of beers with us. We do appreciate it. I also want to thank Mike McLaughlin, also the homebrew guy, also Catherine Knight, Gene Powell, and also Beer Loves You on Twitter.
What up? Yes. Well, you know, I heard there was some blackness going on. I had to show up.
Oh, this blackness all month.
Man... Oh, you know what? On Facebook, it's been hitting me up, like, with all those little ads and stuff. Like, right now, Mature Man Wanted. It's got a picture of a black girl there. Pictures of single girls, another black girl. I'm like, what? How does Facebook, like, think that I like black girls? I mean, it's not like my friends are... It's not... I mean, yeah, I've had, you know, a girlfriend that was half black, and then, you know, some... And then another conquest that was black. I mean, you know, but
conquest.
Well, she was more of a. But the girlfriend was black. She was a mulata. She was black and Mexican. Expressive.
Sweet. Nice. I want to give a shout out to all those craft beer drinking black women out there.
That's what I'm talking about. What up?
We're just drinking in it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Fight the power. And on that note, good night, folks.
Too legit. Too legit to quit.
Nope.
What?
Wrong.
What? Oh,
this beer's ginormous!
Wow!